Penniless Poetics. 1. Long months spent measuring the distance between points, recognising link-ups occur only between pairs, with all contrary claims now discarded. I will leave soon, he said. I will leave that anemic account behind, as tomorrow theft will be legalised. These things need doing urgently. Saying we inhabit a web-like structure and that connections are fluid is just a dodge to avoid doing them. Everyone is so career-oriented, me included. My latest research has been deemed unpublishable. They asked, who wants to know that the stars link up only in twos? Who could be surprised that after being told forever, you need this thing, yet we will keep from you the means of getting it, one day they decided to just take the thing for themselves. This came as no shock to me. His refusal to bow to far-left pressure, going so far as to call the police, absolutely did, though, yet only heightened my admiration for him. Theft being now personal in the same way the political is, you see. So I am now vaccinated against rhizomatic virus. The first few days were hard, but I'm getting better, slowly. Unhappy about the refusal to condemn, therefore that itself being condemned. What is writing? What use is writing today? Sat here, comfortably, dreaming of drinking the blood of David Cameron and pitying a, in comparison, safe text. You say, I will book the travel lodge for the end of January. Everything will be okay. 2. The dilemma was to do with use diminishing the critical distance. A conference of legitimacy upon abhorrent views, but it was the wrong dilemma. Tired of using the line about domestic circumstances being complicated, boiling down to a long succession of nights spent lonely at home. If you want it then, and you do, the message being perfect, take it, the voice said. Overwrite it, and, or update it, and, or significantly borrow from it. My pissy liberal conscience makes me sick, knowing the end point always to be the turning into style, I mean. No matter how far we go, we can't return to the beginning and style to revolt. It was perhaps more than stupid of him then to attempt to do exactly that. The Bang & Olufsen catalogue, summer 2011. The JD Sports catalogue, summer 2011. Laterooms.com, today. In retrospect, it seemed fresher source material was called for, Bonnie showed, as he has showed again and again and will continue to do so. No one will be offended. Do not worry, please. 3. New Year's Eve, the future. Do you remember how easy laughter came back then? How necessary it was? 4. Dead men and women paraded before us as we parade before them, dead ourselves. The laughter of the last people on earth. The possibility of a transcendental criticism well and truly demolished now. This stink is beautiful. This earth beneath my feet is beautiful. How easy it is to forget, though, night after night spent laughing and laughing and laughing and not having an answer when asked why you are laughing. Tomorrow the gates will be rolled back, jails rebranded as desirable starter homes with good transport links for, and we will never go back there. The constellations are lies. Yes, dreams are haunted by all that wasn't done and was caused not to be done. Only twos, twos, twos and twos. And yes, a multiplicity, but of just things and their opposites. It must be so otherwise. How could progress be possible? They wanted things, so they just took them, which is the fault only of ruling class ideology and contributory factor to its eventual downfall. How this country turns rain into something that doesn't feel like rain, smell like rain, or even look like water. Has anyone ever lost their life due to infringement of intellectual copyright? Is a very, very funny question. Oh, how we love to laugh. Yes, at the TV we watch, at the poems we read, at ourselves and at each other. Somewhere in the world right now, a TV personality is receiving or performing oral sex. while in the back room of a house in Salford, a poet is thinking about how somewhere in the world right now a TV personality is receiving or performing oral sex. And typing onto their Word document the sentence, somewhere in the world right now a TV personality is receiving or performing oral sex. A sentence you have just heard. Salford, 2008, documenting the collapse of Lehman Brothers, Sean Bonney's The Commons. Moston, 2009, domestic retreat. Manchester, summer 2011, riots break out across the UK. Deleuze and Guattari's A Thousand Plateaus. Cambridge, London, Manchester, 2012. Ariana Raines's Coeur de Lion, Theodore Adorno's Minima Moralia, Rediscovery of the Dialectic, plus the bleed through in both directions between society and art. 5. Triangulate consumer, producer and poet, it being ridiculous to think of that last as being unimplicated. Then listen to the conversation. It's hard for me, you know, knowing you go home to him every night while I am alone. The dialectic differs from the argument, in the latter always implying a victor. Hear them say then, we are all of us in the shit. Specifically, do you not think it's hard for me as well? Inspiration is a myth. As a poet, you are not more sensitive, clever, or observant than a non-poet. You are just someone who reads and writes poetry. Take feedback on board. I shouldn't phone when drunk. Do not phone me when drunk. Likewise, offhand references to T.S. Eliot may just result in something interesting. I cannot be angry at someone suffering from what I have, I say, can I? With, tomorrow, every single jail cell empty, this laziness and addiction to all that is bright, diverting and fun. But you're leaving, your research here done. I think you heard.